I just interviewed Andy Shechtman, the CEO of Miles Franklin, and he said something absolutely mind-blowing, really profound, that will affect people's fortunes. And what I'm about to share with you is kind of paraphrasing what he said. If you understand this, you can be among those in the coming future who are wealthy. If you don't understand this, you will be homeless and impoverished. And here it is. He said that because the BRICS nations are setting up an honest price discovery system for trading in commodities, which means a supply-demand will function, price discovery is real, commodities like energy, but also gold and silver and other metals, you know, zinc, copper, aluminum, what have you, that are used in industry, they will all be priced in a realistic fashion. What this is going to do, and by the way, the BRICS nations are rolling this out at record speed. By the end of this calendar year, you're going to see dozens of nations online starting to trade and resolve settlements in BRICS currencies, their new blockchain-based anti-dollar global currency system backed by China, Russia, Iran, Brazil, even Mexico wants to be involved in many other countries. So because price discovery is not weaponized or manipulated by one empire, like the U.S. currently manipulates the price of gold and silver, it means that the BRICS system will force price discovery in Western markets because it will create essentially triage opportunities for any attempted or for people who want to profit by exposing the manipulation of the price controls that currently exist. In other words, if the real price of silver, let's say, is $50 an ounce, and that's what silver is trading for, like physical silver, if it's $50 an ounce, but if it's manipulated in the markets, in Western markets, to be, let's say, only $25 an ounce, which is kind of its current spot price, then there will be fortunes made by people buying the silver at $25 on the COMEX markets and other similar markets and demanding delivery. They will take delivery and they will sell it for $50 into the BRICS system where the price is real. And what this will cause is this massive surge in demand for physical delivery, which is what futures contracts are always supposed to end with, really technically, is taking physical delivery, not just pushing more paper around. But you're gonna see lots and lots of people buying gold and silver, taking delivery, and then making a fortune through the triage, selling it into the BRICS system. This is going to end up causing the collapse of the total fraud of the COMEX markets and the gold and silver manipulation of the West. That manipulation has allowed Western banks and Western governments to pretend like their own domestic currencies are still strong. Like, oh, the dollar's strong. Look, the price of gold hasn't gone up that much in dollars. But that's all a manipulated lie, of course, and that's about to be exposed. The upshot of this is that the real price of gold and silver is going to emerge. So you're going to see gold and silver skyrocket as this scenario unfolds, you know, skyrocketing in terms of US dollars. Do not be surprised when that happens because the current prices are artificially low. In addition, you're going to see ultimately the collapse of the fraud of the Western financial systems, including the Western banks like JP Morgan and so on that are involved in this fraud. I don't mean that the bank will collapse, but the fraud will collapse and it will force trillions of dollars of losses into the system because it's all based on fraudulent paper pushing, ETFs and contracts and derivatives and so on that are all just the artificial financialization of the system where there's really no underlying commodities that back up the system. It's all just digital. It's not real. But the BRICS nations want to trade in things that are real. They want to buy and sell commodities, fertilizer, food, oil, energy, you know, things that are real, things that actually drive economies. Whereas the Western countries, they just want to pretend, they want to live in their fairy tale land and pretend like everything's good, just print money and hope that that can last forever, which it won't. And they want to have fake news, fake elections, you know, fake policies, fake science, fake medicine, fake pandemics, everything. That whole system is going to collapse. And thank God, by the way, thank God it's going to collapse. And by the way, the fake currency will also collapse. So the collapse of the dollar is coming. And it can't happen fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. The collapse of the dollar will be an event worth celebrating in terms of helping to set people free all over the world. Granted, there's going to be some short-term suffering. A lot of people will lose their life savings because they're gullible enough to believe in the dollar and believe in the government, believe in the treasury, just like they believed in vaccines and took a bunch of jabs and now they're dead. Well, if they believe in the dollar, they're going to end up homeless. That's what I was talking about early on here. People who are so gullible that they trust the system, they trust their government, they're going to end up penniless, absolutely penniless, homeless. They will own nothing, just like the globalists say. But people who understand what's about to happen and who end up owning gold and silver, for example, or owning real assets, even owning, I don't know, part of an oil company that actually creates energy or harvests energy, or part of a mining company that actually mines aluminum, for example. If you have real assets, you're going to end up wealthy at the end of this. But if your only assets are these fake financial frauds like the dollar or the stock market or derivatives and all that, or pension promises, you know, Social Security promises, if those are your only assets, you're going to end up with nothing, because that's what the Great Reset is all about. It's taking away all the digital, the virtual assets of everybody, confiscating it all, and resetting the entire financial system back to zero, where people own nothing. Meanwhile, the wealthy are buying gold. You know, the wealthy are buying up farmland. The wealthy are buying things like ammo or oil companies or, you know, real assets. And they're going to be the ones that command the future in terms of having financial wealth. It's as clear as day. So although I don't encourage people to speculate on gold and silver, it's not hard for me to imagine silver at $100 an ounce or more, several hundred dollars an ounce, because I think that reflects its real value in terms of supply and demand. It's just manipulated into its current range of $25. Similar thing with gold. Even though gold has been spiking a lot recently, and it's up 20% in the last year, it's still, I believe, a tiny fraction of what it should be if it's valued properly. So as the dollar collapses, of course, gold is going to skyrocket in terms of dollars, but also in terms of euros and yen and even the yuan and other currencies. There's going to be a mad rush toward gold, and a lot of people will wish they had some before that day comes. Now, don't take any of this as financial advice, of course. That's my disclaimer. Do your own research. Understand there's risk in everything, but I think there's a lot of risk in holding dollars. In fact, there is a 100% chance that tomorrow the dollars you own will be worth less than what they are worth today. That is a 100% chance, an absolute certainty. Day by day, your dollars are losing value. There's risk for you. And it's not even a maybe, it's 100%. So people say, well, isn't it risky to own gold and silver? Well, look at history. It's actually not risky. It's the opposite of risky. Owning gold and silver has reduced risk of asset loss. And again, just recently, in the last year, it's returned 20%. That's a pretty good return. My belief is that it's risky to not own gold and silver. I think it's risky to put a bunch of money into the stock market and bet your future on NVIDIA shares or whatever, or Apple shares, what have you. I think that's risky. I think it's risky to hold treasuries, even though they're supposed to be the most stable investment ever. But what happens when the U.S. defaults on the dollar? Then treasuries go to zero, don't they? I'm not saying that that's going to happen tomorrow, but that day is coming. Don't know when, but I'm not going to be surprised when it happens. Gold will never go to zero. Gold always has value. Silver always has value. Land always has value. You know, these real assets. So in terms of recommending things that you can check out, our gold sponsor is the Treasure Island Company. And you can reach them at metalswithmike.com, and they sell gold and silver coins. And not numismatic coins, by the way. Just very good deals, great price, very competitive, insured discreet delivery of gold and silver coins from various mints around the world. You know, recognized mints. There's only a few of them, including the U.S. Mint, by the way. If you want U.S., you know, silver eagles or gold eagles, you can get that. Those cost more. There's always a higher premium on the U.S. Mint. But there are other mints around the world that are a much better deal. And that's what I tend to buy whenever I feel like buying more silver. It's like, I'm going to go with an offshore mint because it's actually more silver for your money. In addition, if you want to look at a more divisible form of gold, then those are goldbacks. And I really like the goldback format because it's physical gold embedded into each goldback, which is kind of the size and shape of a bill. And it's high divisibility. You can buy as small as 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in a one goldback. And they're available in larger denominations like 10, 25, 50. And, well, I guess 50 is the largest. You have 51/1000ths of an ounce. There are also fives. You can get 5/1000ths of an ounce. So goldbacks really contain 24 karat gold. And we did all the lab testing on how much gold they contain. We did gold extractions and gold recovery. And then we did gold analysis of the purity of the gold. And we published all those results at verifiedgoldbacks.com, which is our affiliate site. So if you purchase goldbacks through verifiedgoldbacks.com, we do earn a small percentage, helps support our platform, and gets goldbacks into your hands. And when you see these, you'll love them. They're gorgeous, by the way. People absolutely go crazy over them. I've handed them out as gifts. I've given them as tips. I've given them as like Christmas gifts. People absolutely love these things. And the gold that you see in the goldback is the real gold that they contain. So that's something very interesting to check out. If you already own gold and silver coins, consider adding goldbacks to your stash, you know, your supply, to get ready for the collapse of the dollar that is clearly accelerating each and every day. The final word here is, now, do your own research. Obviously, it's your responsibility to know what's the right decision for you. You know, check with your own financial advisors and work to reduce risk. That's what I always advocate, reduce risk. Right now, most people have all their risk in dollars in the U.S. stock market or U.S. treasuries, and they're dependent on pensions or Social Security payouts and so on. Man, all your eggs are in the same basket. That's the dollar basket. When the dollar collapses, that whole basket becomes almost worthless overnight. That's risk. What's not risk is to be more diverse. That's the opposite of risk. So diversifying into other things like gold and silver or land or what have you actually reduces risk and helps preserve assets when fiat currencies collapse. And Andy Shenkman said one other thing to me. He said, it's going to happen on a Sunday night, the bank bail-ins he's referring to. People are going to wake up on a Monday morning and all their assets are gone. Even their bank deposits are just gone. The bank will seize them and the bank will say, well, it's ours now. It's a bank bail-in and you're now an unsecured creditor of the bank. Yeah, your deposit has been taken over. That can happen under existing U.S. law, and it will happen, by the way. And even David Webb with The Great Taking talks about that. There's going to be a day where most of the assets are just flat out seized. And a lot of people who think they own stocks are going to find out they don't really own them because those stocks were never in their name. The brokerage house owns them. Or people who have a lot of bank deposits find out you don't really own those deposits. The bank owns them. And now you're a creditor and you have to wait. And you might be lucky to get 50 cents on the dollar out of that. Who knows? But that day is coming. The mass confiscation and the financial reset, it's coming. And that's important to understand because everything that's digital, everything that's stored in a bank or in a brokerage or in a retirement fund, all that can be confiscated easily because it's digital. But something physical under your control in your hands, like goldbacks or gold coins or silver coins or ammunition or what have you, that can't be easily confiscated. Very, very difficult for confiscation of that to take place. Think about that. And a lot of people, you know, they buy gold and silver and then they hide it. They bury it. They put it somewhere hard to find. So it's even hard for it to be stolen. I mean, don't put it in your safe, by the way. Actually, the advice that I hear from a lot of people is put a small amount in your safe. You know, like $1,000 worth of silver or whatever in your safe, so that if somebody, you know, breaks into your home, puts a gun in your face and says, take me to your safe, we're going to empty the safe, you could give them a little something. Yeah, this is all the silver I have. It's my last dime of silver. It's $1,000. Take it. And maybe they take it, maybe they leave, but you've actually got this other stash somewhere else that's not in your safe. The safe, consider it to be theater. Number one, safes are mostly not very safe. Experienced thieves can break into them in, you know, 2-3 minutes. It doesn't take much. A couple of power tools is done. So don't put valuables in your safe. You're basically announcing that this is where I have all my valuable stuff, and that's what's going to get robbed. So just put a bunch of junk stuff in there. I bought a bunch of junk jewelry on eBay one time because I was doing a video about silver, and I still have that junk jewelry sitting around. It's like, looks like gold and silver. Well, I guess some of it is silver. If I had a safe, which I don't, but if I did, I would just throw that in the safe and some silver coins, a little bit of cash, some ammunition, some old pistol that doesn't work. Yeah, there's my safe. Somebody wants to come in and rob that, assuming they can get past my dogs, my security cameras, my bullets, everything else, drones, you name it. If you made it to the safe, you are some kind of superhuman. So you probably earned that. But don't put anything very valuable in there. Hide your valuables in a better way. Check out some of my free downloadable audiobooks. I've got the Global Reset Survival Guide. You can find that at naturalnews.com or globalreset.news. Go to the link on top of Natural News called Audiobooks, and if you click on that, you can download all my free audiobooks, including Resilient Prepping and Survival Nutrition and the Global Reset Survival Guide and so much more. So check all that out, get informed, and thank you for listening. Take care. Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and 1s. That's a stack of 1s. This is 1/1,000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations. So it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site. We do earn a little bit off your purchase there, but what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here. This is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real, it's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 100 and, what was it, typically 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet, and then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool. And then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got from a low of 102.89% or 101.96%. That's the lowest, to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands, that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful, that people instantly love, they recognize this, they see, wow, that's gold. And they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold, just kind of made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers. Gold backs are your answer.
So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can purchase goldbacks and you can help support this platform at the same time because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins. And I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, you're like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200. Gold skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs, which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold because it's better than just 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it. It fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse. A lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable, but you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So there you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com and we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. This is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick and it's much larger than the one. Because there's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier, it's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51/1000ths of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the Goldback Company. And this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people. And it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a 1 ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support. Get ready because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.